is US presidential candidate literally anybody else? Thanks for asking. Today we're going to talk about a 35-year-old American man who's taken an unconventional approach to his country's upcoming presidential election. Dustin Eby, as he used to be known, is a maths teacher and military veteran from Dallas, Texas, and lately he's been stirring up quite the buzz. That's because he went and changed his name to literally anybody else, as a bold statement against American politics and its two-party system in particular.
What prompted Eby's name change?
Well, the US presidential election is coming up in November 2024, and it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that Joe Biden and Donald Trump will be facing off in a repeat of the 2020 election. But voters are not exactly thrilled at the prospect of having to choose from one of these two candidates again. There are a variety of reasons for that, including Donald Trump's ongoing legal issues and Joe Biden's age. Indeed, an April 2024 poll from the APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research found that many Americans feel that Trump and Biden hurt their country in key areas during their respective presidencies. For example, more than half of US adults think Biden's presidency has hurt the country on cost of living and immigration, while nearly half think Trump's presidency hurt the country on voting rights and election security, relations with foreign countries, abortion laws, and climate change. Enter Dustin Eby, or as he's now known, literally anybody else. He jumped into the political arena to offer an alternative for those who, like him, don't fancy having to choose between a billionaire and a lifelong politician to represent them again. Let's listen to him being interviewed on NBC TV, going into more details about his reasons for doing so.
The first round of Trump and Biden, you know, I went to the polls dissatisfied. You know, and I thought to myself, it would be so much better if we had a way to kind of reset the election, you know, to have a neither option, you know, or just to say literally anybody else.
Can you really change your name to something as obscure as that in the US?
Well, Eby managed to pull it off with the authorities. He even got his driver's license reissued under the name Literally Anybody Else. To do so, he went before a judge, and thanks to the First Amendment of the US Constitution, which protects the right to protest, his new name got the green light.
Does he really stand a chance of becoming president?
It's a fascinating thought, but honestly, it's a long shot. Reporting on Literally Anybody Else's campaign, The Guardian explained that he needs 113,000 signatures from non-primary voters in the state of Texas by May to get his new name on ballots. And while he's got some ideas, like beefing up border security and improving healthcare, his manifesto is pretty light on details. He's got no budget plan at all, for example. It's fair to say that literally anybody else isn't holding his breath for a victory. But that's not really the point. What he's really hoping is that even if he doesn't end up being a third-party candidate, Americans still write his name on the ballot to voice their discontent and protest against the system. There you have it. Now you know who literally anybody else is. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.